Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Are you ready? I think the question is, and I'm going to try this without peeking the microphone, are you ready to get ready? And if you're not, maybe we should do it together. Let's get ready to get ready. Yeah, I'm getting ready to get ready for All In, which is on Saturday. But everything's starting tonight. The weekend has begun. The eyes and ears of the wrestling world are on Chicago, Illinois. You already know me. I'm Mike Sempervivi. This is Wrestling Observer Live. And I'm solo today because, as you know, it's getaway day. Bossman Brian Alvarez is possibly, literally, right now descending upon O'Hare Airport. Unless it was cheaper to go to Midway, then he probably went there. I don't think Alaska Air goes to either one, but who knows. But he's not here. Dave Meltzer's not going to be here either because he's on his way to Chicago. But their Twitters are always open, as are the rest of ours. At Sempervivi, at Brian Alvarez, at Sports Byline USA, and of course, at WONF4W. WrestlingObserver/Figure4Online.com. Your home for all of the news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, and most certainly a site you want to bookmark this weekend. Because I am solo, I want to hear from you. Keep me company. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Be using that number from now through Sunday, so adjust accordingly. Are you all in? Are you all out? Are you between the two? Maybe going in and out? I'll be good with double entendres, I promise. Lots of stories this weekend. Not only the All-In show, but all the subplots associated with it, which one of which I want to talk to you about and want to hear your thoughts on. If you had your druthers, who would make a surprise appearance at the over-budget All-In pre-show Battle Royal? The winner of which may go on to face Jay Lethal. And I'm not even interested on who you might think will win and face Jay Lethal. Just who do you want to be a surprise? Because I got some thoughts on it. AAW tonight is live streaming on High Spots with what looks to be a great card. And we'll look at that. There's a show from the Warrior promotion on Sunday featuring what looks to be the final indie appearance of Rey Mysterio Jr. We've got WWE's Hell in the Cell and Australian Super Show lineups that are beginning to swell. And there's a ton of other things as well, too. I mean, it's just scratching the surface of what's going to be taking place on Canvas this weekend.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
iHeartRadio loves music, so let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, back on the show. Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Producer Dom is not here. Producer Scott's in. Producer Dom's going to bust my cojones there. What's my fault? I didn't hear the music, all right? He's in Las Vegas right now. I won't call him out for what he's doing. I'll do that on Monday when he gets back. It's also when I think Brian Alvarez is getting back, because obviously, if you hear me leading it off, you know he's not here. He's in Chicago right now with Dave Meltzer for all the all-in festivities that will be taking place. And they got a lot of stuff going on. I don't know if you heard Wrestling Observer Radio last night. Subscribers of that show got to hear Dave's schedule. I may make a drop of some of that stuff for tomorrow's show. Dave's got autograph signings. Documentary interviews, AAW show or two. Maybe going to some clubs, making some DJ appearances. So who knows? Officially, he's got the four-star panel, I guess it would be, even though it's a zillion stars of entertainment. For those of you ordering the StarCast, $99, Fight TV, get a $20 credit. Dave, Brian, Wade Keller, Bruce Mitchell, PW Torch. In what may be the only time that ever takes place. It's pretty cool. So there's going to be that. Also, for subscribers to this site, for our site, Wrestling Observer Radio, there's going to be a question and answer session. And I'm not sure what the deets are on that. Go to WrestlingObserver.com for more details there. I'm not sure if it's sold out or not or what exactly the specifics are for this, but if you wanted to meet Brian or Dave, that would be a great opportunity to do so. Tons of wrestling going to be taking place all over that area. And there's a lot to get into. But I want to get your thoughts on some things as well, including who you believe would be fine participants to be the final four names in the all-in, over-budget Battle Royal that will be taking place on the pre-show Saturday night. 6:30 p.m. Central Time, or 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, I believe it is. 6 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm sorry, on WGN America, 11 GMT, 3 West Coast. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, if you want to give me a call and let me know what you think. Tim in Miami. Tim, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Mike? I just wanted to weigh in on what has dominated the Observer Live airwaves over the past 2 weeks, and that's the Charlotte Becky debacle. And I have a slightly different take on it than other people. I don't think it's that the writers are stupid. I think it's that Vince McMahon has just a slightly askew moral compass than the rest of us do. And what I mean by that is, you know, Vince made his empire by stabbing people in the back that his dad had long-standing arrangements with. You know, he screwed over Bret Hart in Montreal, thinks there's nothing wrong with that. And so I think Vince looks at Charlotte finagling her way into a title match, blindsiding her friend from behind to steal the championship, as just par for the course of what people do. And I think he looks at Becky as some, you know, she wasn't cunning enough, wasn't strong enough, and now she's just some whining crybaby loser like Bret Hart, like all the people Vince put out of business. So I just think sometimes Vince's own perceptions spill over into the storylines, and his moral compass isn't necessarily in line with everybody else's.
Tim, I want to thank you very much for the call, and I agree with that 100%. I really do. And it's, you know, you are a product of your environment, and, you know, sometimes presentations are most certainly marked by the people that executive produce them. You see the fingerprints all over. And that's certainly the case with how some people are presented who look a certain way and always have been presented on a Vince McMahon telecast, and some of the tropes that he likes to use and some of the stories he likes to tell, oftentimes, like Tim mentioned, has got that killer edge to it. I think some of the biggest stars, and granted, The Rock and Steve Austin, but, you know, why there are so many shades of gray, it's because, you know, they were the two guys who were most successful at playing with it. Vince is stuck with that. And I think he does look at people like Becky Lynch and think, you know, you're a loser. But if you had that killer edge, then that's what you would need to get by. I mean, how many plucky baby faces have ever gone on to any, you know, with the exception of Daniel Bryan, who, again, won. He just won. I don't know any other way to put it. Did everything in spite of what they did. But Sami Zayn and Bayley as more recent examples, you know, certainly Becky Lynch now. Those people don't tend to fare too well. I did on Twitter promise a fable. I can't do these as well as Brian, but I'll try. The Fighting Bulls and the Frog. Two bulls were fighting furiously in a field, at one side of which was a marsh. An old frog living in the marsh trembled as he watched the fierce battle. "What are you afraid of?" asked the young frog. "Do you not see," replied the old frog, "that the bull who is beaten will be driven away from the good forage up there to the reeds of this marsh, and we shall all be trampled into the mud?" Turned out, as the frog had said, the beaten bull was driven to the marsh, where his great hoofs crushed the frogs to death. When the great fall out, the weak must suffer for it. Go back to the phone lines now. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. John in Arkansas. John, how are you?
Well, extremely depressed after our fable, but other than
that... Well, there's a lot to be... You could look at being learned from that fable to plan accordingly and to plan ahead. There are things to be said about when two giants battle and shake the ground. You can sometimes be left with scorched earth. There's a lot you could take from that particular fable. And a lot to look forward to, John. So think happy thoughts on going into this all-in weekend. Are you all in?
I am. I am definitely all in. As far as the over-budget battle royal, I will say this. There's one guy I would love to see. I don't think I'll get to, but I'd love to see my buddy Real Killer Cross, Kevin Cross, involved in the situation. I love that guy's style and what he does, work rate-wise. It's just a throwback to... some of the UWFI and some other type stuff. And I think that kind of uniqueness is what we really need in pro wrestling, even more uniqueness than what we've got. I'm all for that kind of thing, and that's why I'm supporting All In, because it's unique, it's different, and you're going to get all all sorts of great stuff. I mean, this.
Are you spending them big dollars for it, though? You busted out the 99 for the whole weekend of stuff, which is beginning tonight?
Just for the all-in event itself. I did not do the StarCast thing. I may go back and purchase the StarCast at later dates, but as it stands right now, it's just the all-in event itself.
Gotcha. Hey, John, let me let you run here because I want to get in somebody else before we end up going to break because we've got a full bank of calls here, 1-800-878-PLAY. Going to go to Corey now. Corey, what's happening? Corey, are you there, sir? Hey, yeah. What's happening?
Not much. I wanted to get your thoughts on Lynn Ray Byron passing away.
Really? When did this happen?
It's making the rounds on social media right now because Mia Yim and Lou Pisto just tweeted about it a bit ago.
Oh, really? Of what? What were the causes?
Brain cancer.
Oh, man. No, I didn't hear that.
Age 36.
Jeez. No, I did not hear about that. That's sad. Well... Yeah. I don't have any thoughts on it, Corey. Well, thank you very much for the call. I don't have any thoughts on it, so because I just heard about it. So very, very sad when even for anybody passes away young and passes away of cancer. So on that extremely sad. No, well, see, John, man, you put the bad voodoo on me here to end the first segment. Man, boo. Anyway. We're going to brighten things back up when we get back from break. I want to hear what you want to see in the over-budget, all-in Battle Royal, pre-show Battle Royal coming up. I'll give you some of my ideas when we get back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Terrestrial, satellite, internet, wherever you are in the world, we're always here for you. 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, 6 p.m. Daily replays and podcasts as well. Head on over to sportsbyline.com or f4wonline.com for more information on how and where you can hear this show, as well as many others across the vast landscape of Sports Byline and Wrestling Observer Archives. Yeah, looking at this story about Lynn Byron, who's known as Ray. And I didn't even know she was ill. I guess I missed this story completely. You know, she was trained by Emi Sakura, and I remember her from Ice Ribbon. And she also wrestled in Neo, which was a promotion that I always, you know, for some reason had an affinity for. It was in holders of the NWA Pacific title. It was Yoshihiko Tamura's promotion, Dragon Lady. she was around for a long time, and I didn't even realize that she was that ill. And I know there has been a Kid Yamamoto, and there's been a number of people that have been suffering from cancer. And man, she, I didn't realize this. She appeared in Shimmer, too, in 2012 and 2014. Volume 45, 46, 47, 48, and then 63, 64, 65, and 66 during those tapings. So, wow. Man, that's sad. 38 years old, I believe it is. Let me see here. 36. Just awful. Awful. But try to think positively here. Try to turn it back to some better things on what is a celebration of wrestling, another celebration. I'm fine with it. You know, it used to just be WrestleMania weekend and Royal Rumble and the big four tentpole shows of WWE made for great party weekends, and they added NXT, and around those shows, other shows developed and branched out, and now we're getting New Japan weekends and Ring of Honor weekends and New Japan and Ring of Honor combined weekends, like all in here. Brought to you by the Young Bucks, Cody Rhodes, as well as many others, including a StarCast attachment brought to you by Conrad Thompson, who probably is not going to be going through this headache again next year. As a part of that show, airing on WGN America, 6 p.m. on Saturday, is the all-in over-budget Battle Royal, which will have 15 people. And I'm curious to know who you would throw in there. What you think will happen? Something's got to happen. Even if they announce a couple of names, I mean, you're running out of time here. So you do the quick maths. What you got? Will Rocky Romero get eliminated, roll into the ring, and pop back out as Chico El Luchador? Will our own Luchador and Chico, Brian Alvarez, make an appearance? I doubt it. If I had four, here's the four I would do. Start off with a gimmick and a gimmick name. Gimmick name MJF. And a gimmick, James Ellsworth. Because James Ellsworth is wrestling on that Warrior card. On one of the two, at the very least, if not both of them, taking place on Friday and on Sunday. Same one that Rey Mysterio is going to make what looks to be his last indie appearance on Sunday. So for fun, I'm putting him on there too. Then I'll get serious. Then give me Jeff Cobb, who's going to be wrestling at the AEW shows. Give me him on there too. And he's at least a threat if he's in there. I mean, one, you get some great interaction with some of the smaller people. You get the possibility of him and Jordan Grace possibly doing some, what would be visually, some probably pretty fun stuff. And, you know, him being in there would lead one to start going, well, maybe he wins. And will he face Jay Lethal? Would he sign with Ring of Honor? And you can let your mind race. Another person you can let your mind race with would be the fourth person I would put in there, which, of course, is Pac. If he's available. If he'd like to do it. If he would show up. I think Adrian Neville would probably be going back to his old name of Pac. I think it would be a fine choice. Plus, him going on to face, let's just say he would sign to Ring of Honor or work out an agreement with Ring of Honor, him going on to face Jay Lethal would be a fabulous match. Him going on, and by the way, he gets to leave WWE and show up on this show going, they held me down, they held me back the entire time. They made me try to disappear. But the bottom line is, I walked away from them, and I walked away from them as a champion. And now I'm coming in a Ring of Honor. I want to be a champion again. He's already been challenged by Will Ospreay, who is Jay Lethal's, on paper, his next opponent. And maybe it's my old NWA mind, you know, but, you know, they would set these cards in advance knowing they were going to change. Will we see a change? There's Darby Allin. There's Austin Aries. There's lots of guys. Who would you like to see in there? Give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY. Let me know on Twitter. By the way, the person that said Granny is not going to be in that match. Neither is Dave Meltzer. He wouldn't do such a thing. But besides, he can't fit it into his busy schedule. Back to the phones. Tucker in Kentucky, how are you?
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
I'm making it. How are you?
Yeah, about the same. I was listening to your show yesterday when you and Brian were breaking down the entire card, and I thought...
Hey, Tucker, can you get into the phone there a little bit, speak up a little bit for me, man?
Yeah, is this better?
Appreciate it, yep.
Okay, yeah. I was listening to the show yesterday when you and Brian were breaking down the entire card for All In, and a thought occurred to me, but I wasn't able to call in on time. You guys had to go and talk to Dr. Lucha, which I always love having him on anyway. Has anyone spoken with Dave and gotten his thoughts on Peyton Royce not being in the overweight battle royal?
Will you stop? You waited this whole time just to drop that joke? Man, you're just brutal. Brutal. Hanging up on you now. Hanging up on you now. Jacob in Toronto, we will try again with you. Jacob, how are you? Jacob, are you there?
Yep.
Man, what's up, man? Hey, by the way, turn your radio down, sir.
Sorry.
It's all good.
I'm looking forward for the Battle Royal. My four would be Brock Lesnar, Chris Benoit, Blue Blazer, and maybe Cody Deaner.
You see, it is troll day, apparently, here on the
show. And Genghis. What's up, Genghis in Michigan?
Genghis in the house. There we go.
Genghis, what up?
That's right. All right. We can end that one. As
okay,
bringing
let's get
up,
Donald Trump in there, too.
You could do that, I guess.
Let's get Donald
probably
Trump
end that one and probably move on here. Well, Scott's just going to let this one go on. So here you go. Have a field day with that. Man, that's too bad. Too bad. Anyway, yes, Chris Benoit and Blue Blazer, of course, both dead. So thank you. It's always something to make fun of those situations that have to do with Owen Hart and Chris Benoit. Always hilarious to do that kind of thing. So yay to that. All right. Anyway, All In Battle Royal. Rocky, by the way, involved in the All In, Quinn Ojinaka, I still like calling him that because that was his football name, Moose, Rocky Romero, Colt Cabana, Jordan Grace, Ethan Page, Brian Cage, Billy Gunn, Jimmy Jacobs, Mr. Funsize, Marco Stunt, ROH TV Champion, Punishment Martinez, and Brandon Cutler also as well, who apparently was known as Ronnie Tsunami. Why he changed that name, I have no idea. Also on that show is going to be the Briscoes against Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky on that show on WGN America. And funny legal wrangling taking place in the last couple of days when it came to Sinclair and Tribune, the parent companies of Ring of Honor and WGN America. As Sinclair on Tuesday announced that they are answering Tribune's lawsuit over their failed merger with a countersuit of their own. as Sinclair had agreed to acquire Tribune for $3.9 billion, and the deal fell through because of Department of Justice and the FCC expressing objections. And Tribune and WGN America has been thought of as a good landing spot for Ring of Honor, and it would be, obviously, very obviously, if the deal would have went through. But even without the deal going through, it's still a programming opportunity, and it's still an opportunity for Ring of Honor to expand its reach. It's already in a lot of major cities in good time slots, solid time slots. So they don't necessarily need to be on a cable network. And for all I know, I mean, I'm not sure what the reach is right now with WGN America, but, you know, boots on the ground wise, Sinclair may actually have a more of an advantage than WGN America does right now. But still, at the end of the day, anywhere where you can get visibility isn't necessarily a bad thing. And I think that would be a good spot for them to land. I've always thought that was going to be a good spot for them to land. And we'll just have to kind of see what happens going forward. You know, when it comes to numbers on TV, you know, things have drastically changed, obviously. And SmackDown's numbers show that. And they averaged 2.35 million viewers on Tuesday night, and that's down 4% from the SummerSlam show last week. But even then, it's still the third best rating the show's achieved since May 1st. And the whole landscape has obviously changed. And you look at some of the other shows that are on out there and you wonder how ROH would match up on WGN America and combined with Sinclair compared to them. And we can look at them after the break, and it's pretty advantageous for them. So we'll get into that as well as some other things as well, too. Your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY. We get back from break. Mike Sempervive, Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Everyone likes to, you know, scrapbook. You scrapbook on the couch, the kitchen counter, and your favorite place to scrapbook? The bedroom. And what could possibly make scrapbooking any better? KY Duration. With KY Duration Spray, men everywhere are scrapbooking longer, and that's great for their partners who really enjoy scrapbooking too. So go ahead, scrapbook tonight with KY Duration Spray for men. Last longer, stay in the moment, use as directed.
Come into Lowe's to give your home a quick refresh inside or out. Whether you're just looking to replace one appliance or upgrade to a whole black stainless suite, now you can get up to 40% off appliance special values. Then grab a brush and roller and get $10 to $40 off via rebate on select paint and primer, exterior stain, and resurfacers. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offer valid through 9/12. Paint offer valid through 9/5. Rebate varies. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
With
football season just about to start, Sports Overnight America has great news. Dennis Tobler, the King of Vegas, is back on the air. Dennis has been beating the books for over 40 years, and he's got great information and picks each and every week on Sports Overnight America. For more information, go to 2getpicks.com. On Twitter, 2getpicks. Once again, Dennis Tobler back on the air on Sports Overnight America.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you, Wrestling Observer Live. Failure of phone calls today. Let's see if this one can pull it out. Lance, you're on the line.
Hey, Mike. I can't believe they're getting an old man like myself to buy a pay-per-view for full price, but I'm all in. You know, ever since the network, WWE Network started, I never thought I'd be buying the wrestling pay-per-views. Maybe, you know, the big UFCs, yes, but I'm surprised. They've got me hooked. I'm looking forward to Marty and Okada and whatever they do with Slip, but looking forward to it. You're the man, Mike. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's, you know... The card is a weird card, and I know a lot of people have kind of complained about it because it was played up as a dream card. I mean, this is kind of like a dream come true. It certainly is for Cody and the Young Bucks, and it's a nightmare, I guess, for some, but it is a dream. It should be kind of a dream if you're a wrestling fan. It doesn't matter what it is, but for an event like this that's not WWE to kind of grow and to get where it's at, and it's not like, obviously, we talked about Sinclair and New Japan. You know, it's not like this has been organic from the ground or anything like that. I compared it to kind of like a Lollapalooza, and that's most certainly what it is. It's got a lot of corporate backing. This isn't like from somebody's backyard, from the bottom to the top sort of thing. But still, you know, it's still another major event, and who knows, maybe it becomes an annual thing, and more weekends like this, if you're a wrestling fan, certainly aren't a bad thing. And the card, though, is really wacky, and Kenny Omega and Pentagon is probably going to be an incredible match. Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi against Rey Mysterio Jr., Bandido, and Rey Fénix. Hard to think that that's not going to be awesome. As Lance mentioned, Okada and Skrull. Brian talked about it on the show last night. Marty Skrull says, I'm not going to do much comedy in this. It's all going to be straight wrestling, which makes him think there's going to be a lot of wackiness. I think we could get a great deal of wackiness, but I also think we're going to get a pretty great match. I don't see Marty getting the Duke over Okada, but I could see it being just a really knockdown dragout by the time the thing goes. A lot of people forget how well Okada can move sometimes. Maybe they didn't see him in CMLL and kind of forgot about it, some of his performances early on in his career. Some of that Toriyama on background. But him being able to go out there and move around with Skrull is probably going to be pretty fantastic. You got your complete wacky, zany match with Joey Janela and Adam Page that's now a street fight. That is, again, hard for me. I'm a big fan of both of those guys. Big, big fan of both of those guys. Hard for me to believe that that's not going to be awesome. And you have what started as kind of the crown jewel of this whole thing, which is Cody going after the NWA World Heavyweight Championship that his father won on three different occasions against Nick Aldis, which has been built up brilliantly for those of you who have seen Dave Lagana's work and on the NWA Twitter page and website. There's also Christopher Amell or Christopher Daniels and Stephen Amell from Arrow, Cody's friend. Which I have no feeling about that other than what Brian kind of mentioned on the show with Dave last night, which is if you have anybody for Stephen Amell to be in a match with, it's probably best case scenario, it's Christopher Daniels who's going to be able to do everything all around Amell, who is obviously a good athlete. He did his appearance with WWE way back because of Cody. And look good. But still, a singles match is a different story, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of bells and whistles and everything, but you're also going to have Christopher Daniels there leading the charge. Four-way, women's match, Madison Rayne, Tessa Blanchard, Britt Baker, Chelsea Green. And then, as I mentioned, the pre-show. It's got the Briscoes, who may have had, I don't know if the Briscoes have had more television coverage than anybody else not in WWE and possibly more than in WWE recently. They had like 4 or 5 weeks of old ROH matches, which led up to the WWC anniversary shows taking place in Puerto Rico last month. And they actually aired one of the matches, I think it was against the Revolution, on there as well, too. I believe their match from CMLL was definitely on YouTube and streamed on YouTube at Arena Mexico. And that may have aired on TV as well, too. And I know they're going to be coming up on the World Grand Prix show. And that, by the way, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that show was also aired, the Arena Mexico Friday show, was aired on New Japan World. So those dudes have been all over the place, and now they're going to be on All In, the pre-show, for free on Saturday night. And who knows how many people are going to end up watching that show. But it's probably going to be more than the people that order the pay-per-view. So they got a pretty good spot there. WGN America, regardless of any of the legal wranglings that are going on right now between the parent companies, still would be probably a good spot for ROH to fall into. Impact, which airs tonight in the States on Destination America, did 212,000 viewers last week, which was 2,000 more than the week before, but way down from what they were doing in earlier on this summer. Last week's Lucha Underground on El Rey did 94,000 viewers, which is the lowest number of the year, down 3% from the prior week. WGN America has got a far bigger reach than El Rey. And in many places has got a far better position on the cable spectrum than Destination America does. Destination America is one of the Discovery channels. And oftentimes that is in a digital sub-tier, whereas WGN America, for many cable providers, sits firmly and has for a long time in their basic lineup. Does it really matter at the end of the day for wrestling fans who will go out there and find what they are looking for? No. But to try to create some new fans and get some new buzz doesn't hurt. Like it or not, Chris Jericho proved that with New Japan. People like me have been watching New Japan for 20 years. And we can hype it up and talk about it all we want, but the reality is Chris Jericho got some buzz for New Japan from some people that wouldn't have looked twice at it before. And they retained some of those people. And they're seeing the fruits of that work being put in. It wasn't just Jericho's, a lot of the work that they put in around it too, but still, that buzz helps. You never know when you're going to pick up new fans. I'm looking at the PFL number that Dave reported, the Pro Fight League. On August 16th on NBC Sports Network, 138,000 viewers. I don't know what the contractual status is between WWE and NBC as far as allowing other shows to air on the network, but considering that WWE took SmackDown and is putting it on Fox, I wonder if a network like NBC Sports Network that could use any eyeball that it could possibly get would not make a play for a Ring of Honor or be interested in it, especially considering that they are barreling towards a sold-out show that was sold out months ahead of time next year, WrestleMania weekend in Madison Square Garden. I mean, it's a super long shot. It really is. I know that. But when I look at, like, NBC Sports Network and CBS Sports Network that have nothing on them, really, I mean, could Ring of Honor get you 150,000 and beat the Pro Fighters League? Yeah, I think they can. I think if given the opportunity, they sure could. So it's interesting the way the TV landscape is right now. It kind of sucks for Impact. the NFL starting next week. And many, if not most, elementary and secondary schools are starting next week, too. So that's going to lead to fall programming coming on. So that competition is going to be thickening greatly, greatly coming up. In this week's newsletter and on the show last night, Dave brought up the amount of money on the table possibly to be gathered up in a cackling form by everyone involved in the show this weekend. 10,541 people paying $42.69 a head, a $450,000 gate. Secondary ticket prices are in the 200s. So they're making money off of this. And as Lance, we know they're getting at least two people buying the show. Lance and John are definitely going to do it. So there's money that's going to be paid there full price through pay-per-view, traditional means. I don't know if they didn't actually mention that or not, but we're going to go with that argument right now because there is an interesting conundrum for everyone involved in that. If you're willing to wait till after the show is over and you happen to be a New Japan World subscriber, you'll be able to see the show as part of your subscription. Honor Club, if you're a member there, you'll be able to buy the show at a discounted rate and through your Ring of Honor Honor Club subscription. And you'll be able to check it out there. Actually, that's not a subscription. You just get it through there. You'll have to pay through Fight TV. But they're kind of aiming that more at the StarCast stuff and at international viewing. So it'll be interesting to see how many people they actually get through traditional means on pay-per-view. But if they get a lot of them, there's going to be a lot of money that's going to be able to be spread out amongst a lot of people. It's an incredible, wacky time. Unfortunately, one person that won't be there is Terry Funk, who told Sports Illustrated that because of a problem with his abdominal hernia surgery, it's preventing him from traveling to StarCast and All In, where he was scheduled to do some appearances during StarCast. He did add, quote, "I think it's wonderful that Cody is having success, and I was really looking forward to seeing him. Cody and Dusty are similar in so many ways, but they're different also. I've never met anyone like Dusty. He was loved by everyone and everybody. He was a phenomenal in-ring performer who understood the business, and that was passed on to Cody." If this was even a few years ago and Terry Funk could move around just a bit better, I guarantee you he would have shown up in the airport and did the exact same thing he used to do to Cody's daddy, Dusty, where he would see him at random times in an airport and go full old school and just start cursing a storm and calling him Yella and a watermelon farmer and everything else, that he would just lay heavy down on that fat slob egg-sucking dog, Dusty Rhodes. Can you imagine him attacking Cody? I could. In an airport, I absolutely could. Hey, Buddy Murphy fans, I know there's a bunch of you out there. Guess what? He's got a cruiserweight title match against Cedric Alexander taking place October 6th in Melbourne, his hometown. Yeah. I see a title change happening there. Had a damn good match with Kalisto on 205 Live. It's the seventh match announced for the Super Showdown, taking place at the massive cricket ground in Melbourne. Undertaker, Triple H, Shield against Braun, Dolph, and Drew McIntyre, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan against The Miz for a shot at the WWE Championship, which comes with that too. Ronda Rousey, Nikki Bella, and Brie Bella against the Riot Squad. And the match we mentioned yesterday, the most random one of the bunch, John Cena and Bobby Lashley against Kevin Owens and Elias. Team Vaney with Cena and Lashley. Be back to put a bow on this thing in a few minutes. Wrestling Observer Live. Sometimes
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know how it goes. Terrestrial, satellite, internet, wherever you are, we're always here for you, 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday, 6 p.m. Daily replays and podcasts. It is Wrestling Observer Live. Shame on me. I did not mention what I wanted to mention earlier on. AAW tonight sold out, Logan Square Auditorium. If you are in Chicago, you will not be able to get into that show because it is sold out. But if you have a cell phone, you can stand outside the building, feel the energy, and stream it on High Spots Wrestling Network. It's going to be a part of their subscription service, costing $9.99 a month. Bet you haven't heard that price before. AEW Wrestling Destination Chicago, AEW Tag Team Championship match, the besties in the world, Matt Fitchett and Davey Vega, with Scarlett Bordeaux at their side against David Starr and Eddie Kingston, one of the tag teams of the year on the indie scene. But probably the match that most people are going to be all excited and up in arms about, the Lucha Brothers, Rey Fénix and Penta against Mexic Blood, Flamita and Bandido. How is that not going to be awesome? AEW Heritage Championship, Trevor Lee, Ace Romero, Sami Callihan, Jessica Havoc against Jimmy Jacobs, Brody King. A ton of other stuff as well, too. They also got a show coming up on Friday night as well, but this one, High Spots, $9.99. Go over there and check that out. They always put on a good show. Great show for everybody. I will talk to you again after a while. This is Wrestling Observer Live.